Lazy Wall arrived in Los Angeles after performing at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. On stage warming up with the group was a long-haired American musician and Mideast scholar Mark Levine. Levine teaches Middle East history at the University of California, Irvine, and is the author of a book called Heavy Metal Islam. It looks at the rock, heavy metal, hip-hop, and punk scenes in the Muslim world. He met the band at a 2006 rock festival in Casablanca. He says he is impressed with their sound and creative energy.
You know, they'll bring in hard rock, metal, then bring a darbuka, a Middle Eastern hand drum, an oud. One of our guitarists is playing a saz, you know, Turkish electric saz with it. And, you know, mix it all together and see what happens.
That's Levine playing the song Cold Enemy with Lazy Wall. Now Anage, bass guitarist and lead singer with the Tangier-based band, says he and his fellow musicians draw on several traditions.
We grew up listening to all the classics from Elvis Presley till today. But at the same time, we were listening to Farid Atrash, to Abdul Halim Hafid. Those are Eastern countries' biggest artists. At the same time, we were listening to traditional Moroccan band. But we grew up listening to rock. That is the main thing. And it's still, when you listen to us, it's rock.
Turkish singer Kutsal, who now lives in Los Angeles, sang from her CD called Naked, her first release in the United States. She says one theme inspires much of her music.
How a strong woman struggles throughout a relationship, and it's the power struggle between a woman and man. That's what I'm trying to explain, actually. I always have bad experiences, but somehow I don't give up, and then I'm a fighter. That kind of songs, yeah.
On stage with Kutsal and Lazy Wall was the Irish rock group Jekyll. In the audience was the musician Arash of the Persian heavy metal band Tarantiste. The name comes from the word tarantula, and he says their music, like the spider, has a sting. The Iranian musician says Americans who hear them like the sound.
They like it because they say it's a kind of progressive music and the sound is new, the tones is new, and they like it. It's very new to their ears.
Mark Levine, who was Jewish and a New Yorker, was shaken by the terrorist attacks of September 2001. Not long afterward, he began a six-year journey through the Muslim world, listening to the music and getting past the intolerant voices.
We think the extreme religious and political voices are the only voice, when in fact the extreme music is in some ways more authentic and a lot more interesting and more radical, in fact, because they're really challenging stereotypes and boundaries.
Levine has spent time with religious zealots and with rock musicians for his scholarly research. He prefers the musicians, saying they are less judgmental and more fun to be with, and that in many ways they better represent the spirit of the region. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.